From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News. I'm Philip Grant. Richard Moody reports for Columbia Green Media that KeyBank will close its Germantown branch on Route 9G on May 10th, moving accounts to the bank's Hudson location. Deborah Dibble, who co-owns Upstate Auto of Germantown, said, and I quote, "I wish they would stay there. I hate to see them go. It is convenient because I live 4 or 5 miles away. Now I'm going to have to go to Red Hook because that is closer than Hudson," end quote. Matthew Pitts, KeyBank Communications Manager for the Western and Central New York region, wouldn't say exactly why they are closing this location. He said, and I quote, "This decision is based on client patterns in our branch network and our clients' ability to make transactions using other channels, including digital and mobile banking. In no way should this decision be perceived as a negative reflection on any community we serve or the performance of our employees," end quote. Germantown Supervisor Robert Bury worried about an empty building in his town's future. He said, and I quote, "It is a bank building. It's not as though anything else can be done with it without significant modifications," end quote. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Roger Hannigan Gilson reports at the Other Hudson Valley that the populations of Greene and Columbia counties both dropped over 3% since 2010. Other Upper Hudson Valley counties also lost population during the same period. Joshua Simmons, who is studying the region's population shifts as a senior research associate at SUNY New Platte's Benjamin Center, said that while more people are leaving the area, the ones arriving are driving up costs. He said, and I quote, "The people who are moving here tend to be more affluent, so of course our property values have skyrocketed over the last 20 years," end quote. In Columbia County, median home values rose 44%, from $154,000 to $222,000, while the population fell almost 4% from 2010 to 2015. Simmons said, and I quote, "If lower-income people don't already own property in the sort of more rural areas, then the opportunity for home ownership for them is diminished," end quote. Columbia County Board of Supervisors Chair Matt Murrell said, and I quote, "They call that gentrification. Why are people leaving the area?" Murrell said, and I quote, "I think it's a variety of factors. We're one of the higher tax states in the country. I think that has something to do with it. I know a lot of friends of mine who have left the area because of that. It's cheaper to live elsewhere," end quote. While all of the Hudson Valley was losing more population than much of the rest of New York, the trend has moderated in recent years locally, statistics show. Read the full story at the Other Hudson Valley. Rachel Silverstein reports in the Albany Times-Union that Governor Andrew Cuomo signed the Child Victims Act into law February 14th, extending the statute of limitations for victims of childhood sexual abuse. The Republican-controlled state Senate blocked the measure for years, but Democrats took control after November elections. Under the new law, victims up until age 28 can press criminal charges for felony abuse, and up to age 26 can file charges for misdemeanor sexual abuse crimes. For civil cases, the statute of limitations has been extended from age 28 to age 50. Read the full story in the Albany Times-Union. With the U.S. House of Representatives heading to a winter break, Representative Antonio Delgado will hold 6 town hall meetings around the 19th Congressional District. Delgado has created Facebook Live web streams for his 4 previous town hall meetings, which WGXC has broadcast live on 90.7 FM. WGXC plans to broadcast these town meetings too. Columbia County Town Hall on Saturday, February 16th from 2 to 3 p.m., at the Kellner Community Center, 50 Palatine Park Road in Germantown. Otsego County Town Hall on Monday, February 18th from 12:30 to 1:30 p.m. at Cooperstown Village Hall, 22 Main Street in Cooperstown. Delaware County Town Hall on Tuesday, February 19th, 5:30 to 6:30 p.m. at Delaware Academy High School, number 2 Sheldon Drive in Delhi. Montgomery County Hall, Wednesday, February 20th, 5:30 to 6:30 p.m. at the Canajoharie High School Auditorium, 136 Scholastic Way in Canajoharie. Greene County Town Hall, Saturday, February 23rd from 1 to 2 p.m. at Orpheum Film and Performing Arts Center, 6050 Main Street in Tannersville. And Ulster County Town Hall, Saturday, February 23rd from 3:30 to 4:30 p.m. at Ellenville High School Auditorium, 28 Maple Avenue in Ellenville. Matt Zapatowski and Karun Demirjian report in the Washington Post that both New York Senators Chuck Schumer and Kirsten Gillibrand voted February 14th against confirming William P. Barr as the U.S. Attorney General. Barr was confirmed anyway, 54-45, mostly along party lines. Three Democrats, Kristen Cimino of Arizona, Doug Jones of Alabama, and Joe Manchin of West Virginia, voted in favor of Barr. One Republican, Rand Paul of Kentucky, voted against the nomination. Besides his normal duties as Attorney General, Barr will also oversee the special counsel investigation into whether the president's campaign worked with Russia to swing the 2016 election. Read the full story in the Washington Post. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, use the WGXC website, WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Gray. Have a good day and a nice weekend.